for Regional Radio. I'm Kyle Hill, visiting with Chris Chin, the director of the Missouri Department of Agriculture, and we are in the final week where photographers, shutterbugs across the state can take part in the 9th annual Focus on Missouri Agriculture Photo Contest. Well, Chris, tell us about the significance of taking part in this event.
Well, you know, our photo contest, we're in our 9th year, and we're really excited about it because it gives farmers and ranchers and people living in rural and even urban areas an opportunity to share the unique stories and images of agriculture through photographs. It's for amateur photographers all across the state to submit the best image that they have of agriculture.
What kind of photographs are you looking for this year?
We're looking for a lot of different types of photos. We have a lot of different categories. We have beauty of the farm, face of the farm, farmer's life, farmer's selfie, pride of the farm, even the children's barnyard for kids 12 and under. Some examples of what have been submitted in the past are aerial shots of harvest, a farm tractor that's been in the family for several generations. We get a lot of fun selfies of people out on the farm having fun and sometimes working hard and just, you know, wonderful landscapes that are breathtaking. That's just one of those moments where you got to get a picture of it because you're not sure you'll see something that beautiful again.
Now, is there anything new for this year's contest?
So this year, our winners will receive a canvas print of any first place photo. The best in show is a $150 Missouri Grown Market gift card. If you're a category winner, you get a $50 Missouri Grown Market gift card. And you can learn more about this on our website at agriculture.mo.gov/focus.
These winning prints will be on display during the state fair again, won't they?
They will. They'll be on display in the state fair, but we'll also be using them throughout the year, all of the photos, through our social media, because we really want to highlight agriculture in Missouri. And we want to have the opportunity to share that story with as many people as we can. We also display the pictures throughout the year in our office here in Jefferson City. So it really is a great opportunity for someone to get life on the farm displayed in Jefferson City and all over the web.
How do photographers submit their photos?
So a photographer can go to our website at agriculture.mo.gov, and there they'll find links where they can upload the photos or email them to us.
Now, going back to one of the categories, I understand that you have one available for budding photographers. Tell us a bit about that.
Sure. So all of our contests are for amateurs, but that can be at any age. But we have a special category for the kids. It's called the Children's Barnyard, and it's for kids that are 12 and under. And some of the neatest pictures we've received have come through the eyes of a child. And so we just thought it was fitting to have that category to allow the youngest in agriculture to have the opportunity to share what life looks like through their eyes.
Again, for anybody that would like to submit photos, agriculture.mo.gov/focus. And again, that deadline's coming up pretty soon, isn't it?
It is. June the 15th is the last date to submit photos, and we will be announcing our winners in late July. And, of course, they'll be on display, as always, at the Missouri State Fair in the Agriculture Building.
Chris Chin, the director of the Missouri Department of Agriculture, our guest on Ag Insight today. While we have you here, Chris, 1 week under the belt for the new governor, Mike Parson. Any quick impressions or thoughts on this changing of the guard?
Well, you know, the farmers I've spoken to are pretty excited to have a friend in the governor's office. They feel like there's someone there now who is just like them because Governor Parson is a farmer, too. He knows what it's like to work out on a farm. He knows what it's like to be a price taker instead of a price maker. So farmers are excited. They think it's a great opportunity for agriculture. They think it's a great opportunity for our rural communities because Governor Parson is concerned about everyone in the state and rural communities and urban communities. Well, Governor Parsons hit the ground running. He started his week off with lots of meetings. And so I think we're going to be seeing a lot of the good things that have been happening in state government continue.
Missouri's Director of Agriculture, Chris Chin, our guest today. We thank you very much for the conversation about the photo contest.
Thank you, Kyle.
For Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill.